Unit 1, page 11, exercises 4 and 6.
Today on Global Matters, we are looking at animal products, the impact these products have, and what alternatives there might be. There's no disputing the fact that there are problems associated with animal products, but if we gave them up, what would we replace them with? In the studio today, we have environmentalist Dr. Helen Brady to talk about the challenges we face and make a case for reducing our reliance on animal products. Welcome, Dr. Brady.
Thank you. Well, the fact of the matter is that our dependence on animal products is bad for us, bad for the environment, and bad for animals, too.
Can you back up those claims?
Lots of studies already have. Let's take meat as an example. Statistically, there is a proven link between excessive meat consumption and heart disease.
Although eating meat did help us evolve, apparently eating cooked meat enabled our brains to grow quickly. So maybe we should eat some?
On the face of it, that would make sense. But nowadays, we have access to such a wide variety of plant-based foods that we can get all the nutrients we need from that with no effect at all on our development.
That's good to know.
There's also an ethical dimension to consider. Meat, dairy, and eggs are often produced on industrialized factory farms where animals have a very poor quality of life. That's something we have to take seriously.
I agree, although there are small-scale organic farms that are more ethical in that they have better conditions for animals.
Yes, except products from these farms are often expensive, and most people cannot afford them. And anyway, I think we are missing the main point about animal products.
Which is?
The cost to the environment. Mm-hmm. It's simply huge. Did you know that it takes around 300 liters of water to produce a kilo of vegetables, but more than 15,000 liters to produce a kilo of red meat? There are plenty of statistics and charts like these that highlight the enormity of the problem. By 2050, the global population could be more than 9 billion. Let's make no bones about this. There is simply not enough water to produce meat for that amount of people.
That's a concern, but not all meat is equal. Looking at this chart you have given me, I can see that a kilo of chicken uses around 4,000 liters of water, which is less than a kilo of nuts. Apparently, it takes about 9,000 liters to produce a kilo of nuts, or twice as much as a kilo of chicken.
That's true, but there is also the use of land to consider. Mm-hmm. Animals use around 39% of the Earth's habitable land, which includes land used for making their feed. Compare this with the 11% that is used for crops. We shouldn't make light of that fact.
What about other animal products, such as leather? Should we avoid it?
That's an interesting question. Leather production creates a lot of pollution from the toxins used in tanning, but leather is a byproduct of the animals reared for meat. To produce another completely new product could create a bigger carbon footprint.
So should we keep on buying leather?
Not necessarily. The thing is, we need to reduce our overall dependency on any product that comes from animals. The greenhouse gases emitted in producing animal products are huge. A recent study found that the top three meat firms produced more greenhouse gases in 2016 than the whole of France.
So we seem to have a lot of evidence that proves that using fewer animal products will help the environment and our health.
Exactly. According to the United Nations, we all need to use fewer animal products and eat more vegan meals, which will help in the fight against climate change. The bottom line is this: reducing animal products will help the environment, animals, and ultimately, ourselves too.